It is the 13th day of October, 2025. This meeting is posted with the Marion County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on the 7th day of October, 2025, at 8:57 a.m. Today present is myself, County Judge, Lieber Lafleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashen, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and today absent is Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jerry R. Lee. He got in a bind with something and couldn't make it, so hopefully he gets that squared away. Today is also the birthday of the world's greatest and finest Navy that had the most honorable privilege to serve into. We will start with a word of prayer, and I would like Mr. Webb to go out and lead us in that.
Dear Lord, thank you this day. Thank you for all our many blessings, Lord. Give us the wisdom to make the correct decisions for our county. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Texas flag, honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
J.R., if you don't mind, please.
Monthly reports. District Clerk, July through September 2025. J.P. Precinct 1, August through September of 25. Extension Agent, January through August of 25. County Clerk, September of 25. The Sheriff, September of 25. And J.P. Precinct 2, September of 25. And those are the monthly reports.
I'm going to have one manual check. It's going to be to BNC Cleaners, check number 83648, in the amount of $9.47. It was for a clean of an insulated plate vest for the Sheriff's Department. We kind of understood that it was, we thought we were reimbursing Mr. Webb for that, but we actually had to pay him, so have to redo that.
Motion to approve the consent agenda with that one manual check to BNC Cleaners for $9.47.
Second.
Motion made by Ashen, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, consider approval of payroll from September 1st to 15th, 2025, and September 16th through the 30th of 2025.
On 9/15/2025, there's a payroll transfer of $99,719.02, which is our net pay. Was a federal tax deposit of $28,287.48 as our payroll taxes. On 9/30/2025, the net pay was $98,396.69, and then our federal tax deposit was $27,811.32. And on 10/15, we will have an ACH transfer to TCDRS for our September 2025 retirement in the amount of $48,211.16.
Motion to approve the payroll from September 1st through 15th of 25 and September 16th through the 30th of 25 as presented by our Treasurer, B.J. Westbrook.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, consider for approval changing Precinct 2 solid waste Saturday dump hours from noon until 5 p.m. to noon to 4 p.m.
This is just catching up time with everybody else. Our long time dump attendant, been there 20 years, he retired, and this was kind of an agreement between Joe and him that I kept, that when he retired, we would change back to for with everybody else. So motion to approve change in precinct 2, solid waste Saturday dump hours from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. to 12 to 4 p.m.
Second.
Motion by Patterson, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, consider for approval fiscal year 2026 formula grant request resolution with the Texas Indigent Defense Commission, authorizing myself, County Judge, to sign. We do this every year. We spend an exuberant amount of money on indigent defense, and they give us a penance back, but we will take anything we can get.
Motion to approve the fiscal year 2026 formula grant request resolution with the Texas Indigent Defense Commission, authorizing our county judge LeFleur to sign.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Commissioner. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, consider for approval 2025 parcel count rates and calculation of taxes for other entities.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, any questions?
So we're approving this for 2026.
Thank you.
Please.
Get taxes collected for that we collect for other entities. Yeah, so it shows the account decreased by 1,300. I'm just curious as how the parcel count decreased. Did they? That's a bunch.
But I would assume, and this is just my assumption, maybe some pieces of parcel got put together. You know what I mean? Like if you bought another piece of 50 acres of property, put it in one. I don't know. It is a...
So Karen.
Karen.
Yeah, Karen. Motion to approve the 2025 parcel count rates for collection of taxes for other entities.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank everybody for being with us online. Before we came into court, Marion County was officially placed under a burn ban. For any questions, you may visit the Facebook page of Marion County Judge LeFleur or any of the commissioners.
Have a good day.